The objective of the present study was to determine the unique and incremental value of cognitive inhibition models and perfectionism dimensions in predicting obsessive-compulsive symptom severity. Methods and materials. This study utilized a cross-sectional correlational design with a community sample of 435 adults from Canada, mean age equals 28.4 years, 64% female. Participants completed a battery of measures, including the Obsessive-Compulsive Inventory Revised, OCIR, to assess symptom severity, and the Hewitt and Flett Multidimensional Perfectionism Scale to evaluate self-oriented, other-oriented, and socially prescribed perfectionism. Cognitive inhibition was assessed using both subjective and objective measures, the White Bear Suppression Inventory, WBSI for thought suppression, and a computerized stop signal task, SSD, yielding a stop signal reaction time, SSRT, for behavioral response inhibition. Data were analyzed using a three-step hierarchical multiple regression. Findings: the final hierarchical regression model accounted for 48.5% of the total variance in obsessive-compulsive symptom severity. Demographic variables, step 1, explained 4.2% of the variance. The addition of cognitive inhibition measures, step 2, significantly explained an additional 35.8% of the variance, delta R2 equals 0.358. Finally, perfectionism dimensions, step 3, contributed an incremental 8.5%, delta R2 equals 0.085. In the final comprehensive model, significant positive predictors of obsessive-compulsive severity included subjective thought suppression, beta equals 0.32 p0.001, socially prescribed perfectionism, beta equals 0.24 p0.001, objective SSRT beta equals 0.15 p0.01, and self-oriented perfectionism, beta equals 0.14 p0.01. Age was a significant negative predictor, beta equals negative 0.09 p0.05, while gender and other-oriented perfectionism were not significant in the final model. Conclusion: obsessive-compulsive symptom severity is robustly predicted by a pathological synergy between extreme perfectionistic standards and fundamental neurocognitive deficits in behavioral and cognitive inhibitory control.